At 6:06, it is partly cloudy and already a stifling 80 degrees in Tulsa. We're expecting a high today of 102. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Jail overcrowding leads to Tulsa County Sheriff Stanley Glanz to request an injunction against Justin Jones. Jones is the director of the Oklahoma Department of Corrections. Glanz wants the court to require the state to immediately remove all DOC-ready inmates from the Tulsa jail.
It's about having close to 200 inmates at any time that belong to the Department of Corrections, and no one seems to want to put up the money to invest in corrections to try and change some behaviors and help us reduce the crime rate in the state.
The injunction request filed in Tulsa County District Court seeks to reduce overcrowding in the jail. The affidavit by Glanz says, quoting now, "The continued incarceration of DOC-ready inmates at the jail substantially contributes to the overcrowding," end quote. The biological father of an Indian child who is at the center of a custody suit that went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court has now filed to adopt the child here in Oklahoma. Dustin Brown and other relatives filed court papers in Oklahoma on Monday. Boosters of downtown Tulsa say more large parking garages would help revitalize the area. They made their case yesterday before the Tulsa City Council.
Members of the Downtown Coordinating Council, the Tulsa Parking Authority, and the Chamber of Commerce went to City Hall to outline plans for a new parking structure. The Chamber's Director of Downtown Development, Delise Tomlinson, says the current parking situation has cost business.
But I would just strongly recommend that we do this. We have lost companies because we've not been able to provide them parking downtown.
Councilors have questions about location and cost. There are three possible sites, but no particular one has been selected, and the cost could be more than $20 million. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
The Tulsa Airport is deep in talks with the Claremore Industrial Authority about taking over the operations of the Claremore Airport. The Tulsa Airport's Jeff Huff says this could take the stress off the Jones Riverside Airport.
Our general aviation reliever airport, R.L. Jones, down in South Tulsa, it's basically operating at capacity. There is no room to expand it and improve upon that, so our solution is to add another airport to the system.
Claremore would still own the airport. It would just be managed by Tulsa. Huff says this would be cheaper than building a new airport for Tulsa. Oklahoma Education Secretary Phyllis Hudecky is the latest member of Governor Fallon's cabinet to announce her resignation, becoming the third to step down in as many months. Hudecky plans to resign effective July 15th to resume full-time duties as the head of the Oklahoma Business and Education Coalition. Federal sequestration is hitting the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. The Corps' Ross Atkins here in Tulsa says civilian workers paid through the military are being sent home one day a week.
150 civilian employees of the Corps of Engineers that will be on 11 days of mandated furloughs.
The furloughs will be in place through the end of September. He says it should not impact area lakes. In sports this morning, Tulsa head women's basketball coach Matilda Mossman has promoted Shane Coffey to the associate head coaching position. Mossman also appointed Brittany Brown to recruiting coordinator. The university made the announcements yesterday. Our weather forecast, an excessive heat warning for Tulsa. A 30% chance of a thunderstorm, muggy and very hot today with a high of 102. Tonight, rain chances drop to 20%. We will have an overnight low of 74. Right now, some showers across the border into Kansas. Here in Tulsa, it is partly cloudy and 80. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.